Welcome to the Vacationeers, Theme Parks, and More podcast. Join us as we discuss vacation planning, reporting, and reviews on vacations ranging from Disney and theme parks to cruising and beach getaways with everything in between. So grab your passport, a fast pass, and an umbrella drink because the show's about to begin. And now, without any further delay, here is your ghost host, Vacationeer Tom.
Welcome to episode 197 of the Vacationeers, Theme Parks, and More podcast. I'm your host, Tom, joined on my panel of Chris and Dave from Adventures by D. Are you ready to ride?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. We're riding. We're talking about Six Flags Over Georgia, Wild Adventures, HHN Speculation Map, your upcoming Orlando trip, and of course, in mid-2024, the 2023 stats for the podcast, the YouTube channel, and how many parks and what parks did I visit the most in 2023. That's all yet to come. But before we get to that, let's do some housekeeping and let's begin with our guests, Adventures by D. Make sure you go to their YouTube channel. They have wonderful content. I watched, what was your latest thing? Was the baseball playoff thing the latest thing you did? Yeah, I watched that. $80 to park. John Self and I had a great debate about this and I couldn't believe it. Now, he was trying to say, you know, surge pricing, do the playoffs. I argue it's a stadium parking lot, right? The number of spaces don't change. The people you can fill in the stadium doesn't change. Nothing should really change for that pricing. It's not like there's going to be more people turned away, right? I mean, that parking lot can facilitate the people in the stadium, no?
So Atlanta Braves, the Truist Park Stadium, is unique in that they actually don't have what you would consider traditional parking. They have many different satellite lots all around the area that is a longer walk or shorter walk. The closer you are, the more it costs.
Okay, so it can be surge pricing.
But typically during a regular season game, the exact place we park is $25 for any other game except the playoffs.
Now, let me ask you this. Like, if you wanted to pay less, how much farther of a walk would it be and how much less would it have been? Do you guys know? You probably don't.
I don't know if there was much further than where we were. We were kind of further out.
And that was 80? So you're saying there's more expensive parking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is, apparently, I've heard from some colleagues in Philadelphia, it's cheaper sometimes for the Philly fans to fly down and to come to a game than it is to go to their own ballpark. So there were many more Philly fans than what I thought there were going to be.
Oh my!
Even for $80 parking, yes, it was more than I thought it was going to be. But what are you going to do? You have to park somewhere once you have the ticket.
Yeah, that's true. What a great game too. I mean, so that's a great game in hindsight, but at the time, that's not a good game. Like the best game you could go to is you get the lead early, and you're winning the whole way, and you never doubt that you lose a game, right? Because you're enjoying like, hey, we're gonna win. Thinking you're going to lose halfway through the game because you're down like four runs, in the moment, that sucks, right? Half the game's kind of like, oh, damn it. I can't believe we're going to lose this game.
It was very tense, and then they rallied at the end. And you might say, and I heard on your last podcast, you did a joke like, oh, February, and then a playoff game from baseball came out. And you said, John, when was the playoffs from baseball? And the reason that took so long is that hurt for Dave. That game hurt. Not that game. It was a good game, but the whole series, we had the best record in baseball, the Atlanta Braves, and then ended up only winning that game in the playoffs, the one we were at.
Oh,
so
my
it
Lord.
Had to sit. It needed to sit a little while. Dave's a huge fan.
It hurt, but you know, YouTube all about trends and timing, right?
Yeah.
So I knew that was the only playoff game we end up winning. We lose the next two. And by the way, the Philly fans put comments in there. What's cool? I absolutely said in the description,
I didn't read that.
We lost the series.
Yeah.
That's the only game we won, the one we went to. So it could have been worse.
Yeah.
But we were out of the playoffs after like two more nights. So the video I had, and I knew once we lost, I wasn't going to put it up until spring training.
Yeah.
When hope rises anew for every team in Major League Baseball.
It's a clean slate. We went to several games last year, so we had a good time. It was a great game. And we've sat in different areas in the stadium. Yep. So we bring that kind of the different views because tickets there are not cheap. Even the cheap tickets aren't cheap.
Yes.
So
speaking of which, the Braves tickets, they're having a flash sale at least tonight. So we could be going again in April.
Oh, hey, we should talk because I want to come up to Six Flags and let's make a game. Let's do the park in a game like on over a weekend. Yeah, let's do that. That'd be fun.
Absolutely. That's a great doubleheader.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I watched the video. And I'm not gonna lie, I had to Google like, are the playoffs over? I had no idea. I don't follow baseball.
We usually get the videos up, you know, not the next day, but sooner than a 6 months turnaround.
Yeah, so. I had no clue. Like, oh well, they lost. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, but anyway, if you want to go to Ventures by D, you can see that video. A lot of Georgia stuff. What else do you guys got going on? I know you went to Graceland, right? You did that.
Yeah, I still have some more Graceland video to post. But nice. Yes, Madison and I went towards the end of last year, and I put up a nice father-daughter vlog. Huge Elvis fan.
Yeah.
It runs in our family, so it's tradition to go to Tupelo and to Memphis. And then Madison and I did a bunch of other things in Memphis, videos I need to put up. But we also have all the Elvis Memphis Museum to put up. And we just soaked in Memphis. We went to eat at the arcade restaurant. We went to the Civil Rights Museum there. We went to the pyramid, which if you've been to Memphis, that's that huge pyramid building. It's like a Bass Pro Shops, where they have full-size boats docked in the water inside of a building. kind of different.
Yikes.
They have a great overlook of the bridge too, that goes over to Arkansas on the top of the pyramid.
Nice. So yeah.
We have some more content, but Memphis was cool. We did Beale Street. We went down to B.B. King's.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I introduced Madison to some blues on Beale Street, so that was fun.
That's cool.
We had a good time.
The unique thing with the Elvis things that they did is inside his house and inside the museum, you're not allowed to take video, so it's still pictures that you have to narrate. So Dave spent a lot of time in the last one. He still has to do one of them that has all the pictures. They have amazing pictures, and they went in a couple days.
I hope you did stop motion, Dave. You took it. It's like you guys are walking like robots.
Let's put it this way. Dave followed the rules, but they had a good time. Madison is a huge fan too.
That's awesome. That is great.
She's already asking when she can go back.
Yes, yes. So make sure you go to their channel, Ventures by D. Make sure you subscribe and like all their content and leave a comment when you watch their video. Make sure it's a nice, pleasant comment if it's an Atlanta Braves video.
If it's constructive, they can leave a comment. It's fine.
I mean, we weren't on the field. We just, you know, sat in the stands and yelled at the players on the field, you know. No, it's great. It's a really great environment there. And it's a newer stadium, so people are really interested in what it's like to go there. Cool. And they've built a whole area around it that has restaurants and bars and all
that. It's called the Battery.
Yeah, that's cool. So go check them out. And after you do that, go to Vacationers Podcast. What am I talking about? Go to Vacationers Podcast, my channel, where we do live streams every Wednesday night from a Disney park. Just yesterday, well, I guess 2 days ago, as far as when this is being released, I was at Animal Kingdom. And then tonight, actually, as this is being released, I'm going to be at Magic Kingdom for the evening. So check me out over there right now. Also, we do Disney's Character Warehouse every month. SeaWorld videos, Universal Orlando videos, Disney Springs videos. Well, you name it, I've got it. Come check it out. You won't be disappointed. And please subscribe. That would be fantastic. I think we're like two away from 800 at the moment. So
you're getting up there, Tom.
We're getting there.
Vacationers Podcast. You cover Orlando like a blanket.
Yes. Oh. Yes. A weighted blanket.
And you're honest. You're honest.
I do my best.
And you tell the pricing, which many don't.
Yes. So yes.
You do a ton. We don't even know how you're doing as much as you are.
I don't know either. A lot of drugs. No. No.
Lots of coffee, probably.
Yes, well, a lot of beverages for sure. All right, well, I think that's it. So go do that at YouTube. But for now, let's get started. I guess we'll start in Georgia. Six Flags Over Georgia is your home park, or I guess it's still your home park, right? I mean, has it lost its luster a little bit? I don't know. You guys seem to be a little bit more enthusiastic back in the day. But I mean, I can't blame you after the news opening day. I don't know what details you guys have, insider details. I know you weren't there, right, when the or whatever happened with all the kids.
That's correct. We were at a school activity with our daughter, so we did miss opening day.
We have been in the past on opening day.
We have been on
opening day. We typically go like one of the first two or three weekends, but we were not there this year on opening day.
Have you been there this year yet?
No, but we'll be going in the next week or so.
Okay, okay.
We've had some family commitments that have kept us busy on the weekends, and so we'll be adding to our theme park content over the next couple of weeks quite a bit. Lovely. Between Six Flags and Wild Adventures, and we'll talk about our Orlando trip.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I guess their surf coaster has yet to open this year?
No, it'll open in the summer.
Okay, so that's when it's slated.
The Intimate, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's scheduled to open in the summer. They've cleared the land. I was there the last couple of weeks of last year, and they had cleared the land. They haven't started on it, to my knowledge, yet. But it should, they're telling us it'll open in the summer, which is great because it's a huge water ride.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be fun. So let's talk about the opening weekend. I guess like hordes of teenagers got into fights. Like how, I don't know how that many people are together. Like I never had that many friends, like hundreds.
I will start with, I don't know if Six Flags ever officially released a statement or a PR statement around it. And Dave, do you know if they ever addressed what happened?
I don't know.
I saw a
couple reports on the local news.
Yeah, we saw news stuff. And then obviously some of the social media channels, we saw videos of things, and it did appear, yes, that there were quite a number of kids running together, causing bedlam inside the park. And I will say, with Six Flags Over Georgia, like all major theme parks, you go through security and you get scanned. And if you have your bag gets checked. So you are checked going in. And they do have visible security at Six Flags. So unlike when you walk around Disney or Universal and you have no idea who a security person is, at Six Flags you see them. And they're
Daffy Duck has a wand, right? He's right. Yeah, wax money.
He could, but you do see it, and you have seen it over the last couple of years, more of them. But I don't know. It's very scary to think if a large group of people gathered together and decided they wanted to do something, they could do this anywhere, at any park, at any time. There was even a thing at a local mall here in Atlanta that same weekend where there were hordes of people running out of terror, kind of similar things.
But so
not knowing what we've read things, but I don't know if we've heard an official statement from them, but it seemed like there were a bunch of
juveniles, right?
Of people running. Yeah. And causing huge issues. And then there was issues outside of the park. So,
I mean, Cedar Fair, they have a chaperone policy they put in a bunch of their parks. I mean, Six Flags Over Georgia has to do that, right?
I mean, I was talking to Dave about this. I thought they had a chaperone policy for the evening, like after six, you had to have a chaperone. But Dave was saying he thought it could have just been during their Halloween event. But I feel like they moved to that where they had one. Now, that doesn't change. If you watch videos online of this, it started in the daytime and then it went into the night. Like you could see this. So having a chaperone policy, I guess it would have to be all day.
Just all the time, yeah.
We always are with our kids and we're with our kids. We never just let them go without an adult there. But there are a lot of people that do that and let their kids go. And
you guys are hip, right? You're hip parents, so you just join the mob, right? Come on, kids, let's go.
I am so thankful we weren't there.
No kidding, right?
Oh, very scary. And what would you do? And you could think, I was saying to Dave, man, this could really happen at any park, really, if somebody group decided to do this and went and you're at Disney, and I don't know how long it would take them to control hundreds of people running around and causing bedlam or whatever else they were doing.
That's a good point. I mean, there have been fights at Disney World and Disneyland that well documented.
It seems it takes forever for the security to get there when you watch the videos, right?
The problem is,
but this is more people just so, and it already has a wrap.
Yep.
You know, so, I feel badly for them for an opening weekend that happening. And obviously I'm sure they've increased their security presence even more than they have. When we go to an opening weekend, we're usually there at opening. So even if we'd been, we probably would have long since left before that had started. Cause we probably would have left before it got super crowded.
And it's our home.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's our home park. So, I mean, there are times we go and we don't film with our kids and just ride rides. And there's other times I go in with Madison and we have something that we specifically want to film, when we go in there, film a couple things and maybe ride a couple rides and leave. So we're not typically there from open to close for the most part. Unless it's maybe Fright Fest, because they, you know, the haunted houses are only open so long.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, I would say Atlanta, if you want a theme park, you need to behave at your theme park, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to keep doing things, this is the second year something happened.
Yep.
If you're going to have things that cause issues, you're going to cause a park to maybe make decisions you don't want them to make, right?
Well, that's
treat the park the way you want to be treated in it. I mean, I hate to see something happen and Cedar Fair make a decision on that, or Six Flags, whatever operating entity. I'm sure you'll hear something about chaperones and
they have to do something. Yeah.
But it's very unfortunate. And all we could speculate is, I could tell you all sorts of stories of videos I saw online, but
yeah.
I don't know.
We you don't know firsthand. Yeah.
The whole story.
So Chris and I both here in the Atlanta area a long time, and it's not representative of the folks in Atlanta and Georgia for the most part. I'll say that.
But those are Georgians, right? Atlanteans or whatever you want to call them.
I would say so, probably. Yeah. A bunch of kids that.
Yeah, you're not getting hundreds of people out of town coming. Maybe people just who hate Atlanta.
There might be some. There might be some, but I don't. You know, they opened the next day, running regularly. They've ran regularly. The thing with this time of year is they're only open Saturdays and Sundays. I don't even think they're open Friday nights, are they, Dave?
I don't think so.
In the spring, and then usually when spring break hits in Atlanta here, then they'll be open that week, and then they'll go at some point Memorial Day. They'll be open every day, but they're a weekend type park because a lot of their staff are in school or
It's hard to staff.
However they staff it, so it's hard to get there depending on what else you have going on in the when you can't get there any day of the week.
Yeah.
Right now, but usually it's pretty. Very pretty this time of year because the weather's nice.
And usually it's pretty calm there because the weather's cooler and people aren't necessarily thinking about going yet until probably spring break coming up here in Atlanta in a couple of weeks. So we like going in the spring because it's cooler and the crowds are lesser.
Well, I can't wait to see some videos from you guys. Hopefully nothing with fighting or anything.
I hope not. You won't see that because we'll be out of there. I can tell you that. Or hiding somewhere. Oh, sorry. I operate the train now and I am in the ride operations center.
Oh, man. That would make
wherever you have to go to get safety. That's where I would go. But hopefully
that would make a great found footage movie. Like you guys are in Six Flags over Georgia. The riots are breaking out. And you're like, we got to get out of the park. And like for an hour and a half, you guys are dodging between the bumper cars and you're trying to get out of the park. Oh, man. I would watch that. Dave, you should shoot that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm looking forward to riding the Georgia Surfer this summer.
Yes.
Segway.
And the other one, right?
Positive.
You haven't ridden the kiddie one.
Kid Flash? Yeah. No, I have not ridden Kid Flash yet.
Cool.
And then also, they've got a brand new funnel cake. I'll call it more than a stand. It's not like a building. So
you know how we
go hard on the funnel cake.
Yes.
So they also have some Dole Whip-esque ice cream in there now.
Cool, lovely. Yeah, we most certainly need to book, like seriously, sit down, pick a weekend, say, okay, this is when I'm coming, and do it. Just book it, mark it. So let's do that. And, oh, man, finally get to Six Flags over Georgia. Woo!
I hope it lives up to everything for you, Tom.
Oh, man, if there's not some fights going on, I'm going to be very disappointed. I hope not. I'm going to be in some TikToks.
Look at Dave's face. He's like, come on now.
Dave's disgusted. All right, let's move on to something a little less wild, Wild Adventures, oddly enough. You guys, this is another park actually, it's the Georgia-Florida border, right? You guys go to that park all the time. What's going on this year at Wild Adventures, and when are you guys going?
So they have a new dinosaur dig for the kids, a Dino Explore area for the kids. Actually, it's opening this weekend. So I think pass holder nights today and tomorrow, the 14th and 15th, and then they're opening this weekend. But the new dinosaur dig for the kids, they have a campground that's opening later this year where you'll be able to stay near the parking lot overnight. And then I know one of the big coasters, Boomerang, has a nice new day glow type painting. So I'm looking forward to writing that again.
They've done interesting marketing over the winter that they've done trivia because they have a bunch of musical acts that come in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And so they've done these things where they're having people guess who's coming and then they release the full lineup. And they have a very interesting mix of folks you know, like rock, country, Christian music. It's a eclectic mix of people that they have. And you get in with your regular ticket, or you could buy something so you could get a seat.
You can watch our Wild Adventures live video, which is what they call their concert area venue. Maddie and I went down and saw Bare Naked Ladies. Thank you very much, Wild Adventure. It was an awesome concert. And I got to film and document the full concert-going experience. So I don't know why more theme parks don't have the concerts, but the Wild Adventure, it was great, and it's convenient, and it's included if you have a season pass. So I'm all for it. We have a good time when we go down there. It's a nice park. It's got, you know, Busch Gardens-esque with the rides, the animals, the food, the concerts. Mm-hmm. It's that type of park.
Yeah, you gotta have if you're into a contest, like guess what bands are coming, you better have a couple good bands. Because otherwise, it's going to be this complete disappointment, right? Everyone's guessing, like, oh, no. I can't even think of the Oak Ridge Boys. I think that's the biggest name. Like, oh, we got the Oak Ridge Boys. Like, nobody's called that. We're calling Eminem and Beyonce. Like, oh, no.
They got Sugar Ray's coming there. And Flo Rida's coming.
Yeah.
And then they have a 90s house party.
Would this be similar to Disney's Eat to the Beat grouping? Yep. I don't know, but similar.
Yeah.
And they have some different artists like that. So
SeaWorld's Seven Seas and Busch Gardens Food and Wine, they have concert series. Basically the same mix of bands. Yeah.
They probably just do the circuit.
Yeah. Essentially. Well, I know SeaWorld, their Seven Seas Festival and Busch Gardens Tampa's Food and Wine, a lot of the bands do both. Yeah. So, and they're going on at the same time. So, yeah, it happens for sure. But it's great if you like that nostalgic rock, you know? Or music, not rock per se, but yeah, it's good times. All right. Well, I also look forward to seeing some Wild Adventure videos. At some point I may make it up there. I mean, honestly, I believe on my way to Atlanta, if I were to drive, though, I can get pretty cheap flights. I'll probably
literally you go fly. Right by it.
4 miles off 75 exit 13.
Oh, is it near a Buc-ee's by chance?
No.
It is not. Shoot. All right.
It's a couple hours.
Buc-ee's is halfway between us and them.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So there we go.
But that Buc-ee's there in Warner Robins, Georgia, in Macon-ish, Georgia, south of it, is the busiest Buc-ee's we've ever been in our lives. It has it like that one they've
Aren't
built.
Aren't they all busy?
No, this is like the women's restroom line is always so, like, you can't even imagine how long, like, busy. Wow. I don't know what it is about that one, but it packs them in. They did a good location for
Jeff Foxworthy, also at Wild Adventure Live.
I'm assuming he's doing comedy.
So Flo Rida is coming, not Florida, but Flo Rida. I always like that when I see his name.
Yeah. I'm always like, well that's okay. A joke in Silicon Valley, the HBO show. He goes, and now Florida. It's Florida. Always crack me up.
And then there's some people I don't know, but I have a feeling they're probably Christian bands or country. So.
Yeah. Only if John were here, he'd be able to tell you all the Christian bands.
He could. He might want to go check it out.
John without the H?
No H, because they're there's our dedication to John.
Taylor Swift going to Wild Adventures? Oh, no. Sorry.
That would be incredible.
No,
that would be lovely. No. All right. Well, that is Wild Adventures. Let's move further south. The first speculation map of HHN came out.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Tom, you know, it's mid-March. So you know what that means? Halloween is right around the corner.
Absolutely.
So I got the map up, and I'll be honest with you. It doesn't mean a lot to me. I don't know what all these symbols mean. So I'm hoping, Adventures by D, you can help me decipher what some of these, what this means.
I'm going to let the super fan of HHN that I'm married to cover it because last year we got a pretty good, we took it up a notch. We went to Hollywood and Florida last year. Typically, we just go to Florida. So Chris has all the knowledge.
Tom, can you share your screen? We don't have the speculation.
I can.
Although it'll be small. So I have to say the thing I love about Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights, because it's more Orlando than Hollywood in this speculation, but they make Halloween or that event a year-round thing if you really want it to be. So if you're really into it, you're going to love it.
Okay.
And if you're not into it, you could just ignore it until the point that you care, sort of thing. And all the fan accounts that drop the maps and everything. It's amazing.
Or if you don't like it, just switch over to our pumpkin events videos for the season.
All right, so let's start. We first come in, and then there's, what was that, South America? Or is that Africa?
Yeah, so no, that's South America. We saw this, and last year we went to Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood, in addition to the one in Orlando.
Yeah.
And when I saw this graphic of what looks like South America with some Central America, I immediately thought of a house we went through in Hollywood that was a great house. Monstros. Dave, what was the full name?
Latin America Monsters.
But it was called something.
Monstros. I think you got it.
Monstros, but I think there was, anyway, it was.
Creatures of the Dark. No, I don't know.
But it was a really cool house. Where it was in Hollywood, we sat near it. They had eating tables, and each night we would end up getting a snack, and we'd sit outside of it.
It was by Mel's Diner, the one in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. And you could watch. There was like an outdoor queue type area with it, and there was a creature outside and a graveyard, and you could watch them going into the house. Hollywood. So I think it's that house.
Okay. But that's an original from Hollywood last year.
From Hollywood, yes. And it may be a controversial statement. I don't know. This first year we went to Hollywood was last year. I felt like their storytelling in their houses is better than Orlando's. In a lot of cases of similar houses, they just told a story more when you're walking through. I'm not saying Orlando doesn't. Orlando does a great job, but I guess maybe it's because of our first time. But that one's an example that you go through this house, and there's this like witch creature in there. And then there's a guy that was outside of the house that has this stake, and he's like this creature. You see him at the end, and he's like telling you that like you're next to be buried. There's a lot more to it, but it was a good house. It was spooky things.
Well, I mean, the two parks, they have different creative teams and they create their own houses. So they may take the idea, but it will be completely, you know, done differently then. I mean, they're not going to take what that one was. It's going to be completely different. So
no, I would assume though they would use some of the creatures or things that we saw in there. They would have to, because it would just make sense. But the first time we went through it, I think we thought it's okay. But we went through it a couple more times when we were there, because we did two nights, and then we were like, oh wow, this is really good. A lot of it's on timing, but it's a very unique house. I remember there were like posters and stuff on the wall. It was creepy.
All right.
So I really think that's what it is, that they're bringing it from Hollywood to.
Good. Fair enough. Now, the one above it is a skull with fangs. So this has got to be like some type of a vampire, right? I mean.
That's the speculation right now, that it is a universal monster.
The film on the corner means it's an IP? Like.
That's the assumption.
Okay. So this is a. Now, vampire, maybe Lost Boys. Come on. Give me Lost Boys. For love of God, give me Lost Boys.
That would be cool. That's been rumored from time to time. I would love that.
Oh, man. I'd be all over. You have no idea how much I'd be all over that if I was Lost Boys. But that would be
great. The rumor right now is it Dracula and is it Universal Monsters? And I can tell you that I really wanted to see a creature.
Yeah.
From the Black Lagoon type thing, the Gilly Monster in a house. I've been dying for that the last couple years. I don't know.
Okay.
It's interesting. And that's, I also look at that and I think the Punisher, but different.
The fangs throw it off,
it's
though.
It's a cool. Yeah. Maybe it's like a biker. I mean, who knows what they do? Yeah. But since it does have an IP with it, you think it's got to be something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something. We'll figure it out for sure. The one above it looks like Cars. My initial thought was, hey, they have Cars, but this is Carrie, right? Or something like that. Stephen King.
Oh.
No.
Speculation. Speculation that's Ghostbusters, because the Ectomobile is usually a huge Cadillac.
Let me tell you something. I'm all in for I loved that first Ghostbusters house. Probably one of my favorite of all time. My first run through that house, I nailed it. It was the perfect run through. Everything lined up, and I got the house the way it was intended, and it was fantastic. Now, every other run through was a little bit disappointing, because I didn't hit the marks right on like it was intended to be. But man, I love that house. So if this is Ghostbusters, I'm in. Let's do it.
But which version are we going to get? Are we going to get the new Ghostbusters? Because the Paul Rudd Ghostbusters, I think a new movie's coming out.
Yes.
No.
It's coming out.
Was it coming out sooner?
Isn't it? What's coming out this month? Something's coming out this month. I'm like, I want to go see that. Is it Ghostbusters? It might be Ghostbusters coming out this month, later this month. I think it's
Frozen Empire.
This month.
It's coming out March next week, March 22nd.
Yeah, so I'm all in. I'm going to that. So hopefully that's
It is interesting, though. I don't know why the Cadillac, I don't know, the Cadillac sign. It just seems odd that would be the sign and not like a Slimer ghost or something.
Well, it's probably
if that is what it is, but slick. It could be. It would be cool if it was something else, like a Carrie or something.
Yeah.
That would be pretty.
The one above it, obviously, is not an IP. It's like a skull with two faces and one's...
Yeah.
They both look distressed. One's black, one's white, so I don't know. That could be anything.
Just... So I heard it was Dueling Dragons 2.0. Is that what? No, just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I hope not.
More dueling.
It looks like it's in the same kind of...
Am I the only person that wasn't in the Dueling Dragons house? Yeah, I mean, much to do about nothing.
Aw. Haters gonna
we weren't it. Into it. We went through it two or three times. We even won one of the times. Oh, I won multiple I don't know. Times. That one didn't hit for me.
Yeah,
it was fine. Neat,
but yeah, that's going to be hard to speculate. Just like the one next to it, it's also, it's like a candy, like a lollipop, and it's not IP according to the, you know, the map icon. So that could be anything. I mean, and just random Tooth Fairy 2 or something. I don't know. Who knows? Electric Boogaloo. Who knows? Then next, you got Unknown IP. That sounds awesome.
And I think that's in the Fast and the Furious area.
Yes.
You know, when I first heard the rumor that they were going to do Ghostbusters 1 and 2, I said to Dave, I felt like they might stick it in that Fast and Furious area because you could have one part that's 1 and one part that's 2, even though that area just isn't that great for a house at all. It's really a horrible area.
No, it's awful. It's
There's
awful.
A... Rumors, speaking of Unknown IP, maybe Freddy Krueger will make an appearance.
Yeah, that I've heard that
I
one too.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I missed out on all the years of Freddy and Jason. So bring those guys back. I missed them.
I had said to Dave, the original era where that South American logo was in the front left when you come in, where Hellblock Horror was and some of the others years ago, that setup of that and the Blood Moon, whatever the one was this
I
last
like that.
Time, the
half.
Like, because it's almost like it is a cell or a dungeon, it could be almost like a boiler room they could do for Freddy Krueger there without a lot, because they have the concrete and man, they could really trick that sucker out, and they have part of the room is built that way. So, but that's not the logo right now. So we'll see.
Nope. Next is, well, this has to be that one where they don't talk, right? It's
a Quiet Place.
Yeah. Quiet
John
Place.
Krasinski,
right.
Emily Blunt.
That's got to be that, right?
Yeah. There's a newer movie coming out. I think it's this summer, but it's what starts in the beginning. So
they can talk.
It could be that. Okay. So there'd be talking, and maybe you could lead to a room where it goes quiet, which would be quite terrifying if you think about it.
Quiet Place Day Zero?
I think that's what it is, yeah. And I don't think None of them are. None of the. It's like starting in a totally different country.
All right.
But that first movie, when it came out, boy, that was
coming
good.
Out the end of June.
End of June, yeah.
When that kid was playing with that toy and it started going off, and that thing came off and just took the kid away, I'm like, oh man, that's pretty brutal.
Yes.
Yeah, but and I never understood that movie. They go to the waterfall where they can actually talk. Okay, why isn't that your home base? Like, why don't you live near that damn thing? Like, I wouldn't leave that area.
Don't try to explain plot holes. Come on now.
It doesn't make no sense. Okay. Underneath that is Unknown Original. So there you go. Next to that is another original. It's like a Matador, or what are those called? A horse, the bull guy, bullhead.
Centaur.
Centaur. Manitar. Wow. Yeah, I messed that up. A centaur. That's not a movie either. So that's something that's going to be weird.
Original. That looks so cool. That logo or graphic or whatever. So I think it looks very creepy.
A lot of cows. A lot of moo. Okay. Next to it is a crescent moon with some stars. And it's also an IP. What's the speculation on this one?
Minotaur. Excuse me.
So I was right. It was a Minotaur. Or Minotaur.
Yes.
So what's the speculation on this moon one? I mean, that could be a vampire thing. Dave, right?
I don't know.
I don't know what that one is.
It could be like a universal monster.
It's probably something like, so far there's nothing new, right? I mean, Ghostbusters would be new. I guess this Fang movie, if it's not old classic, it's something new most likely.
Dr. Facilier versus Jack House.
Yeah.
By the way, can we, Universal, hear my cries? Can we please have Jack the Clown back this year? Nothing against the good doctor from last year, but we need a like a true icon. And I know they only trot him out every 5 years, but Jack was great, and I would love how he would just show up while we were waiting in a long line. So
I feel like, Dave, you should have made that plea. You need to make this plea right now for next year. I think the boat's already sailed on this year. It's too late. next year.
Yeah, I know we follow up. Who's the guy in Hollywood? John Murdy?
Oh, yeah, Murdy, yeah.
Yeah, on Twitter.
Yeah.
And yeah, we if you follow him on X, he'll tell you where they are in development. And
it's so amazing.
They're so far in development, and they're done with so many houses already for Hollywood.
Yep.
Yeah, John Murdy. Yeah, he's writing the next year before the previous year is already going on. He's already planning the next year.
Yeah. All right. That is the first speculation map. Obviously, there's going to be many more.
We look forward and waiting in HH in lines with you on Labor Day.
Oh, I can't
wait. Hopefully dry this year on opening day.
Only if they put a dome over the place, because it's going to rain. You know it's going to rain.
So I told Dave what I want to do is go back to like the last 2 years and see the first map like this. That is it HHN Nightmares that releases this?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So they release this fan.
Oh yeah.
See fan curation.
How close it ends up.
See how it changed over time to see how close something like this is. I remember last year some stuff was pretty darn the same. You saw a logo, but you didn't know what it turned into. Yeah. So, and quite honestly, I sometimes think their original houses are better than their IP ones in Orlando.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't have any complaints. They're all so good. I mean, this is like top talent
lines.
Houses between anywhere you go. It's 1,000 times better than any place you go.
One thing before we leave HHN is I love the Beetlejuice house. So did the whole family from a couple years ago.
Yes,
would be good timing to bring that back or something like it back.
Well, they can bring back
the next movie coming out.
Yeah, bring a Beetlejuice 2 house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah, well, there you go. HHN, we'll be talking a lot more about that in the upcoming months for sure. Now let's move into, I guess, your upcoming Orlando trip. You guys are coming down around Easter time and doing a bunch of stuff. So tell us all about it, please.
Yes, Tom, we're coming so we can party with you and Elena.
Party all the time, party all the time.
We're coming down on Easter, and we're going to hang out with you on Easter in Universal Studios, because what says Easter more than Mardi Gras?
We're
on Easter. Right.
We're excited because
we've never done it.
We've never done Mardi Gras at Universal.
So this is your first Mardi Gras time?
Yes.
Oh.
We've never, ever been during this time of year.
You guys are
going to
have
Universal.
A blast. It's so much fun. It is so good. So you guys are coming down Easter Day? Or are you coming down the day before?
Yes.
Yes, the day before.
Okay, okay.
Driving.
All right. So, yeah, we'll have to connect.
Yeah, we're doing Easter in Universal Studios with you.
Yep, that'll be fun.
Then the rest of the week, we're going to hit Disney. We're doing Hollywood Studios, and then we'll park hop to Epcot. And then a couple days later, we'll do the Magic Kingdom, middle of the day to the Magic Hours.
Oh, you know what? I had to... that week, I told you originally that I was going to live stream Wednesday and maybe go to the park you're going to, like Magic Kingdom, and so I could live stream and you guys could be there. But I can't. I'm picking up my daughter from the airport that evening, so I'm probably going to live stream Monday. So if you want, I can live stream from whatever park you guys are going to be at, or if you don't want to be part of it, that's fine too. I can just do whatever.
I think we're going to be in Epcot in the evening day.
Ooh,
that's the plan.
Well...
Madison hasn't been in a little while, and she wants
to
try to
pull
get
my
all
leg
the newer rides. Yeah, she wants to try to hit. So the goal is to try to get her on stuff. We know it's going to be really busy. And I joked in the beginning, but the cost of the tickets, both for Universal and Disney, is something that makes you want to pass out.
Yes.
Right now.
You've heard me on your previous podcast say Universal is like a better value right now than Disney.
Oh, my goodness.
But then I looked at the tickets and the hotel prices at Universal, and strangely now they're somewhat similar to Disney. It's basically like during a busy day to park hop at either place, it's almost $200 a day.
Yeah.
And then
the best
Universal hotels are essentially $500, $600, $700 a day, like the best Disney hotels.
So are you guys park hopping at Universal?
We are not.
Okay, you're staying at USF. Okay.
Because of the cost.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, there's so much to do. I mean,
it's one day.
Yeah.
Now, if we were going to do more days there, we... So there are some deals that are available right now, but it's restrictive on the week you're going to travel. So there's like a buy two, get three free for Florida and Georgia residents.
Yeah, they always do that.
It's not when we're going. Previously, I've been able to get some great deals with Universal over the years.
Yeah.
If you catch it right. But this one, the timing, it's literally like weeks are blacked out for this one.
Universal Disney, we need more Georgia deals. We're not that far from you.
The problem is for like Universal, they always do like the two get three or three get two, whatever. It's just 5 days at Universal is a lot of days at Universal. Like, I don't know, maybe it's me.
Not with the fourth gate though, Tom.
As if that's going to be included. Yeah, right.
I'll be interested in two things. Talking about HHN, the ticket prices for HHN.
Yep.
Because I have it on good rumor, like expect increased pricing for HHN.
Like that makes my skin crawl.
And then also with another gate with Epic Universe for next summer, I'm going to be very interested to see how or if they adjust their overall ticket prices, both season passes, annual passes, and just folks that don't come as much like we do and just get day tickets. Although we have been pass holders at both Universal and Disney in the past.
But you're at the point now with Disney that coming in like this, we know we'll have to buy their so that we can, you know, get on at least some rides during the day because the waits will be so high probably when we're there. And we're probably going to pay extra for the Lightning Lane to pay to get on some of these other rides.
Yeah.
Because we probably won't get there virtual queue potentially.
Yeah,
I can't have it both ways. I do not like how Genie Plus, I think, overcomplicates the Disney trip now.
Yeah.
But as an out-of-towner, I do like the Lightning Lane. It says, I'll pay it. Just get me on Rise of Resistance. I'll pay whatever it is. That way I don't have to put up with the virtual queue. So it's, but like when I go to Universal, you stay at a hotel, the Express Pass, it says easy peasy lemon squeezy. I don't have to like go to my app for anything.
Well,
I think Rise, you wait in a line now, right? There isn't a virtual queue for Rise.
Either you
pay for it or
you wait and stand by. Yep. You know what, Dave? Instead of coming down, having all the expense of going onto a Disney ride, you could just watch my live streams and I'll ride on your behest. And
we always watch them.
Well, I'm saying to the other people listening, see that? You don't have to pay all the money. Just watch the live stream and you can just, like tomorrow night, I'll be at the Magic Kingdom. And I presume I'll be able to, near the end of the night, be able to get on a bunch of rides. So I am very excited to do that for sure. Well, that sounds like fun. I cannot wait for you guys to come down. I always have a blast when you guys are in town. And I guarantee this time will be the same. Mardi Gras is so much fun. We've only gone opening weekend. We haven't gone back, so we probably won't. So the second time we'll be with you guys, and it will be lovely. All right.
Dave, he was talking about, should we do an Easter brunch somewhere? And I was like, no, we're going to be eating that food probably in Universal for Mardi Gras. I don't know.
Be lovely. And I can get you guys, you guys can probably get it yourself because they don't really enforce the rule, but you can get the card for, it's $150 worth of food and beverage that you can get for $120 if you're a pass holder. So you get a $30 discount. And it's good year round. It's good. Like, it's not just good for Mardi Gras. It's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can, like last year, I bought like two or three of them and I used them throughout the year. Because that also, you get discounts on alcohol too. It doesn't matter what it is. You get a discount. And you can just discount on your pass and use that to pay. So you get double discount. So it's the only time of year you can actually get discounts at Universal for alcohol or decent good discounts on the food. So.
It definitely
sounds
like a discount double check.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Tom, you sure know your theme parks.
You do, but you know the deals. You know when you should buy a pass or not, or when you're at SeaWorld, how the cost is too high even with the pass, or you shouldn't buy the food without it. You actually know all that, and the what is a good deal to buy or not buy, and the drinks you're getting, and if they're good or not. It's very informative.
Yes.
By the way,
thank you.
Happy 60th birthday coming up to SeaWorld.
Yes, I know, right? I was thinking about, it's funny, I was looking at a way to get to San Antonio to ride the new Log Flume and check out their Seven Seas, and I was thinking about going in, like flying out Friday night, before Easter, mind you. So flying out Friday night, doing SeaWorld Saturday, and flying back Saturday night, like landing back here like at 1 a.m. I was thinking, oh man, I could pull this off. Like I could get up in the morning and go to Universal and spend Easter with you guys, no problem. I still don't think Elena could pull it off. I have my doubts that she's going to be able to do that. So I'm like, maybe I shouldn't press my luck with that. But, man, that would be a blast.
Or you'll do that. We won't see you Easter Day at Universal.
Well, that's my dream of the HHN double dip. Both HHNs in the same day.
Oh, see, Davey, you're insane,
Dave. Crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
You takes a little bit of logistical planning, but it can be
exhaustion. But you're up so late with both of them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And you get in as soon as you can, so it's Oh my goodness. And he also wants to do Japan, don't he? He really wants to do.
Oh my God. Is that even possible? Is that physically possible?
I don't know if it's physically possible. But, you know, We're here in Atlanta. We got flight options.
Would you do that? Just go for a day here and then day there. Like after all that, I couldn't handle it.
No, especially if I'm paying full price to get into the parks.
Yeah.
Look, there's Disney Sea. We don't have time to visit that. We need to fly back.
No.
Tom, you still have the speculation map up here as we're looking at it for Halloween Horror Nights 33 or 2024, whatever you want to use for that. And I stare at some of these and I keep thinking, oh, that Knott's house we went, it would be really good here, but you know, wrong
yeah,
property.
Yeah. I don't think so.
They had some really cute things too.
We love the Knott's event last year.
Yes, for sure. All right, let's move on to finally getting around to the 2023 stats. It's been 3 months, but let's get going. Let's start with the podcast. In 2023, I actually released less podcasts than any other year except for the starting year in 2017, where I released 16. But I started like in September. I mean, I started like way late. So, I released 25 podcasts last year, as opposed to 32 the year before, 31 the year before that, and 29 in 2018, 19, and 20. So I keep going up every year till last year, where I went to the bi-monthly and I cut it down. Because before I was just randomly releasing them. And when I go to the bi, when I just do the first and 15th every month, I'm pretty much, I do that pretty religiously, and I don't put extra ones in usually, so that's what happens. It's tough with doing the YouTube channel and everything else. It's believe it or not.
You are busy. I don't know how you do it all, Tom.
It's a lot, so.
But I listen to you and John bicker like an old married couple every podcast.
Yeah, we do that off air, on that. Air.
It's always, it's so funny. It is so funny.
Yeah, that's the way we interact usually. That's not a podcast thing. Yeah, that's always.
And there are a lot of times where I actually think you're correct with what you're saying.
Yes, Tom, and John's wrong.
John challenges you that he's whatever. He's insane. And you're like, I don't know. You know, I'm thinking this. And he's like, well, I'm the official food taster. So
he always pulls that out. Yeah.
It is so funny to me. But the knowledge between both of you guys when you're covering every podcast you had was chock full of information.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I have to say, John knows his food, though. We had a nice lunch at Polite Pig.
When I was
down in Orlando. So I enjoyed that. And maybe one day we'll see a vlog about it.
Ooh. Six months from now. Yeah,
1 year later.
don't say that after I just said the Braves playoff video was a little late.
As far as co-hosts go, I guess it's probably no big surprise who the number one co-host in 2023 was.
It's John. Yeah, because last year it was John. John was your most listened.
Well, that's what. Yeah, John. This is 2023, so this is last year. Yeah. 17 times he co-hosted. Ian and Joanna and Dave, each in at 4 times, and Chris, you only 2 times. So there you go. That's all the episodes breakdown. At least you guys are in for this year to start the stats going.
We're in early this year.
Yes, you got to get in early and often. Top 5 listen episodes in 2023. Number 5 was 172, the Orlando Informer meetup at Universal Overview and Tips with Dave and John Self. So that was number 5.
That one probably was very informational.
100%. Yeah, that one was very good. 177, Busch Gardens Busch Garden, Tampa's touring plan strategies, and HHN rumors. Then at 3:170, Seven Seas Food Festival at SeaWorld Orlando. 167 is number two with huge Universal and Disney news plus rumors and more. I don't know what that news was, but I mean that's not one that's going to gain more popularity. No one's going to listen to it now because it's old, right? And then 169, number one listened in 2023 was Universal Orlando's Mardi Gras 2023. So you guys should listen to that one to get ready for 2024. Actually, I think we have a 2024 Mardi Gras video or podcast. I think, right? We did that, right? I think we did. Top five listened all time. This is all time, not 2023. All time. Number five.
Gatorland.
This is podcast.
Gatorland.
169. This is number one for 2023. It's number five all time. Universal Orlando's Mardi Gras 2023. Number four, episode 143. Tom's Royal Caribbean Independence of the Seas February 2022 cruise. So people like the cruise. At number three, episode 148, Orlando off-site hotels, USF snacks, and much more with John Self. So yeah, that's more of a tips one. So I understand why that one would get a lot of play. 141 and 140 are two in one. An evening with John Self, part one and part two. So
Was that the first ones you did with him?
Yes. Yeah. That was the first two that we did together. Yep.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we didn't bicker back then.
No, it was very polite and cordial.
Yeah,
John was on his best behavior.
Yes,
back
yes.
Then.
Now he's.
And you were well researched, so the combination was.
Yeah. Now it's exact opposite.
I'm totally kidding. I am totally kidding. Yeah. Did we ever do a follow up to Orlando Informer with you about what that's like?
Did we do that, Dave?
I feel like we did.
I don't know if we did that.
Because there was the prep and then there's the reality because they went.
Yeah, I feel like we did, but maybe we didn't. We should most certainly talk about it though, because I'd be very curious. I mean, I know from personally talking to you, but to get it out on a podcast, I'll have to check that out. And if not, it's never too late.
And they have so many now that they do all year long.
Oh my God.
Crazy to watch.
I see
ads
all the time.
And every time it's like, oh, could we do it? Can we do it?
I'll say the Orlando Informer looks like a better and better deal as Universal costs increasing their ticket prices.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Right. I mean, my Lord.
And Dave even wrote them, Tom, and he said, hey, do you give a discount for people that have gone previously? And they said, no.
Nope, we don't need discounts. We got a bunch of people willing
to
pay
full
price.
But he tried, because he's like, hey, I've been before, and I bought a bunch of tickets. And,
Yeah, we can follow. We generally, just at a high level, had a very good experience.
Yeah.
I mean, nice. you gotta be with kids that are going to be up real late.
You need to take it. Understand it's what you're getting into. Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to YouTube. These are the top 10 videos watched this year. Now, this year, I mean 2023, obviously. Number 10. Again, this is just watched in 2023. The Funplex Myrtle Beach Fun in the Sun Coaster 2023 update. Let me see.
Wow.
It was released in, it was released in March of 2023, and it had 866 views in 2023. Very short little video. I did two videos for that little park, and they both do very well. So I don't understand it. Number nine, Mickey's Once Upon a Time Christmas Parade 2022, full parade. Top 10 videos watched this year. Okay, so this watch this year doesn't mean it was released this year, because this was released in 2022, obviously. But it got 872 views. So in 2023. Okay. So I understand what I did here. All these stats were gathered at the beginning of the year. So it's been many months ago. So
how current are these stats?
Well, I mean, these are most watched videos in 2023. So it doesn't really matter. They're the same today as they were on January 1st, 2024. Okay. Number eight, Villain Con Minion Blast soft opening at USF. Released in July of that year, and it got 918.
Is that also the video where you ate and drank all sorts of things and didn't feel well?
I don't think so. I think it's a different one. That's a different one. Yeah, this was just basically
let me have this beer and let me drink all
the
these
popcorn,
things and let me have these cookies,
too much
and
sugar,
popcorn, and then I'm like,
it was not good, man. I did not feel good after that. Number seven, Journey to Atlantis POV 2019 at SeaWorld San Diego. So this was released in August of 2019 and still got 1,068 views in 2023. So hallelujah for that. If you haven't seen that, it's quite a different journey to Atlantis than you get in Orlando. And it's very nice. In fact, I'd almost argue it's the best one now since they kind of gutted their Orlando one, but I don't know. Number six, Disney's Character Warehouse, Kissimmee, March 2023. I think this is the only Disney Character Warehouse that made the list. It, for whatever reason in March, it got 1,262 views and all my other videos. It went up and everything else came back down. So there you go. I'm not sure what tickled people on that one, but that was the one. Number five. Now, this one's done remarkably well because every week, you guys probably get this. Do you get like a recap on your phone? Like, hey, how did your YouTube channel do? And you see like things. Okay. This one is always on. Every week, this one shows up. And I never pay any attention to it. Virginia Aquarium and Marine Science Center Tours and Tips was released in March, 1,639 views. And it's usually every week in my top three or five, whatever, of being viewed. People, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think people were interested in that video, but that's what goes to show you. You never know what's going to hit because
Is that the Virginia Beach Aquarium?
Yeah. Yep.
We have been there.
Yeah, you should have shot a video.
What'd you say?
Did they have the sea turtles in the
front? They had the sea turtle up front, like in its own enclosure. Probably. Wall to ceiling. So you don't even remember.
I don't remember. Watch my video. You'll see.
All right. I think we actually probably did.
Here. Number four. Now, this is sad. Number four is HHN 28, Revenge of Chucky Scare Zone Show, which was released in 2018, but still managed to get 1,771 views in 2023.
I thought that was going to be the number one.
So well, this is in
stumped now.
Well, this is in 20. Remember, this is in 2023. This is how many views. No, I
know, but you get a ton of views on that sucker.
I do. Number three.
If you like Chucky, that's your video.
I guess. Number three is Hilton Hawaiian Village Grand Islander Room Walkthrough, released in 2021, 1,886 views in 2023. Number two. And I'm very happy this is number two because I'm doing this again. Actually, next Friday, the 2024 version of this is going to be filmed. Happy Hour Crawl at Disney Springs 2023. Happy Hour Deals. Got 1,990 views. It was released in March of 2023. Expect this year's to be released in April 2024. And expect more fun and drinking. It will be glorious. And maybe in 2025, we can schedule it. You guys come down and we can do it together because that would be lovely.
Is that the one where you had the falafel and all that at STK?
Yeah. Okay. I had a bunch of food. Oh, so good.
That was interesting, actually, because you guys went to all of them and tried different food.
Yeah. It was super
John
fun.
John just drank water.
Yeah. He's like, huh? What do you think of that? Okay. Let's go to the next one. I just went, bought, drank, ate, next. He just showed me around. It was wonderful. And the number one video watched on the YouTube channel in 2023 is Boo to You Parade and Fireworks live from Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. It was recorded in October. I mean, it was released in October 16th, 2023, 2,851 views. Yeah, that live stream, I got a lot of views on that live stream.
That's awesome. Boo to you.
You.
Boo
and
to
you.
Boo to you.
Boo to you.
I love that song.
Boo to you and you.
Do you see Dave's face?
Yeah, Dave just looks very unhappy.
I just play the YouTube loop of that song over and over.
Very lovely. And now let's talk about the top 10 videos watched all time. This is not just in 2023. This is all time. Let's start at number 10. Halloween Harvest at Busch Gardens Williamsburg 2020 with 4,009 views. This was right after COVID. The parks reopened for COVID, so everyone was interested in what the parks, like how were they operating, you know, post-COVID. So, number nine.
You're saying it got a COVID bump?
It most certainly did. See,
number nine.
Number nine, Journey to Atlantis POV 2019 at SeaWorld San Diego. 4,039 views, 30 more than the Halloween Harvest.
Is that the one where you got out of the boat?
Yes. And I grabbed some fruit from some vegetables from Living with the Land. Number eight, Hershey Park in the Dark 2020 at 4,205 views. Again, I think this was another one where this happened around COVID and people were interested in seeing how Hershey Park, and that was a big, had a big stink with Hershey Park and their protocols. And that was, I learned a lot about social media and how, like, what I should and shouldn't do because people are just insane. So it taught me a lot of lessons. But
hey, Tom, a view is a view, however
a view
it comes.
Is a view. That is true. That is true.
Engagement is engagement.
You are allowed back in Hershey Park, though, to be clear.
Yeah,
you
know? That's what it's the people coming in.
Yes, yes. I do want to get back too because, oh, man, I love that park. Number seven, another Journey to Atlantis POV, but this one is SeaWorld Orlando 2020 at 5,298. Yeah, Journey to Atlantis POVs have always done well for me. I don't know why, but people seem to like watching that POV. Number six, our Holiday World and Splash and Safari Day, June 2021. And this one is at 5,782. And of course, these like I said, these are all beginning of the year. So the numbers probably have gone up some. I'm not sure what the numbers are now. But I know this is when we first met, right? After it was after this day, right? We went to your campground and Dave had a lovely barbecue and it was glorious.
Yes, in good old Santa Claus, Indiana.
Santa Claus, Indiana.
You know, there's more than corn in Indiana. Sorry, that's an old commercial. Keep going. What number are we on?
That's an Indiana boy talking to
yes,
us.
Yes, yes.
And if you didn't know.
Yikes. Number five. The Funplex, Myrtle Beach, Fun on the Sun Coaster. Now, this is the original, not the update, at 5830. So, again, another... To spare the moment, pulled out my GoPro, filmed very little video, and people seem to be interested in the Fun in the Sun coaster because it was brand new. And it has the hamster wheel thing that you spin. So it's definitely unique. Number four, Omega Mart at Area 15 in Las Vegas, Exploration at 5880. And I would suggest anyone who's going to Orlando or lives in Orlando, they have an Area 15 being built as we speak. I'm not sure when it's being released or opened. I think 2025. So you may want to check this one out, the Vegas version. It was so, so cool. The Mega Mart, man, very different.
Chris went there.
Oh, I have been there, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
It is amazing.
It's just you amazing. Just go through a thing and you're like, oh, my God, what the heck? It's so trippy, right? Like.
It is. It's like psychedelic.
Yeah. If you have some edibles, then go in, you'll have a heck of a time.
Sure. Enter through the freezer and go in the back. Yeah. And there's a contaminated stream and psychedelic shapes.
Yeah. And they have that wall. It's just like insane, right? And did you know they're building one in Orlando?
I did hear that. Yes.
Yeah. They're going to have
there's one, I think, in Denver.
Yeah. I think they do have another one somewhere else. Yeah. They're going to have a floating bar or something where you sit around in a circle and it goes up like a sky tower and you have drinks and you come back down. That's probably the one here. Not only can you, but you will be doing that.
What if you're up there and you're like, oh, I got to go to the restroom.
You let it rip.
Go and it hits below.
It just don't
stand. I always wonder about that. The ones where you go 60 feet in the air and.
Well, it's the same with the floating ones, right? The ones the ones that go up and down the rivers, the bars. Like, well, I guess the rivers are easier, right? You just pee into the river, I guess.
Did you say a drop tower bar?
Well, it's not a drop tower. Oh, you go up like a drop tower.
That's the idea.
No. Yeah, that would be that'd be scary.
And, be like a Royal Caribbean, those bars that go up and down the boats.
Oh, yeah, the balls.
This is like there's no bottom.
You kind of like dangle your feet or something, I think.
Where the bartender is, there's a bottom and that's it.
But how they keep you from like dropping your drink over? Like there must be something to keep. I don't know. Yeah.
Put it on the bar. I don't think it goes fast.
No. But you could accidentally drop your cup.
I think
and hit somebody
yes.
below. Yeah. Or
yes,
your
could.
Beverage.
Is that a challenge? Is that what
yes.
I
think we should. Yeah. Dave, you stay on the ground. I'm going to throw my beer down and you have to catch it in your mouth.
Or it's like, here, put your cup on the ground and I'll try to throw a penny from up there. Let's
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That'll work. Yeah.
It'll feel real good.
Real good. I don't think it's that high, but yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait for it to open. I'm all
oh,
in.
Oh, no.
That's going to be great.
That is not me.
Yeah.
I'll walk through the Meow Wolf area.
Yeah, but that's it.
let's hope Tom's aim's better than mine on Dave's basketball challenge. Don't wait on the SeaWorld video. It's not.
I think it's all a video editing though, because I've been live for Dave's Basketball Challenge. He hasn't sunk crap when I've been there. His videos though, he somehow syncs it. I don't know. I think it's all just fancy editing.
It's AI.
All fancy editing.
It's $40 each time is what it is.
You never see the ball in the frame once it leaves my hands.
Best case scenario, you get a stupid little ball that you don't want, and it's going to go in a garage sale at some point. That's best case.
Every time Dave goes up to one of these, the guy up there is always like, all right.
Oh, Lord.
And then every time. And then he's like, which rim? Which rim is the one that's like giving? Like, come on, you know. And they're like, we can't tell you. He's like, come on, you do this all day long. You know which rim is the one. You know which rim is the one. He does this all day.
Dave bounces the ball.
Yeah, and the great thing for video is if I do win one, it's always great for video editing if I'm bouncing that ball the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Because he's like an 8-year-old at that point, and he bounces them all over the park.
All right. So that was number 4, the Omega Mart. Number 3, Hilton Hawaiian Village Grand Islander Room Walkthrough. That's the same video as appeared in the other one. At $65.91. Wow. Yeah. The Hilton Hawaiian Vacation. Because number 2 is the Hilton Hawaiian Village Waikiki Beach Resort walkthrough at $96.39. So,
wow.
Yeah, I got a lot of mileage staying at that place. So it was great too. I'd go back in a heartbeat.
And do a timeshare presentation again.
I would. There's not a question. I would do it again for that room.
Look at
no question.
Your other Myrtle Beach video is high, and what you didn't say is you had to sit through a timeshare presentation
at
Myrtle Beach to do the Hawaii vacation and stay at that Hilton.
Oh, it was so good. So good. Oh, man. Worth every second. Worth every second. And the number one video of all time on Vacationers Podcast.
Drumroll, please.
You know this is true. You knew what it was going to be. HHN28, Revenge of Chucky Scare Zone Show. At 21,137 views, released in October of 2018. For whatever reason, when I first released it, it didn't do anything spectacular. And then at some point, I don't know, it just people started catching on to it and watching it. And it's literally just me pointing a camera at the scare zone, like the stand. Chucky comes out.
Live show.
Yeah, it does a skit for 10 minutes or whatever it was, and he leaves, and that's it. Like, there's no commentary. I do nothing. It could have been anybody recording it. So there you go. Yeah, very, very odd.
Chucky gets a little salty there.
But Chucky...
He got his revenge last year.
He most certainly did. Now, you talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about the not-so-good stuff. The bottom 10 views of all time.
And we've watched it at least twice, so just know that
I've clicked on Gatorland at least 4 or 5 times. Like
that. So if you have 10 views now, at least half are us.
Tom, when you send me the email once the quarter's Dave, please click on Gatorland.
Please, for love of God. Yeah. Yeah. Number 10 in the bottom of all time. Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 12/24, TSO concert clips. Now, this was only released December 24th, 2023. So obviously, this is a time thing. It was only released for less than a month when I took the stats. So obviously at 24 views, it's not going to be that great, right?
It'll catch fire in November.
Yeah. Yes. It'll be back. Number 9, again, this is another one due to the timing. Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. This was released 12/22. So again, at the end of the year, didn't have time to really make its mark.
I don't know. To me, it sounds like you're just blaming the calendar.
I am. It's not my video quality. Hell no.
What do you mean? You only had eight or nine days?
A good carpenter doesn't blame his tools.
23 views. You sons of guns. Go watch my Haunted Christmas.
I know we watched him.
Well, only 22 times, because I know I watch it once. So. Number 8. This is a true sucky one. 100%. Vacationers clips, Dollywood expanded 2021 pass offer. This is when I had the novel idea of taking clips from the podcast, like funny little clips from the podcast, and making a YouTube video out of it, like a short, like 3-minute YouTube video out of it. This is a very good clip. This has 21 views. This is released in 2020. But if you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's just me talking about the new, I got an email from, or a letter from Dollywood talking about the pass. It was just funny. There's just some funny stuff in it. I thought it was funny enough to clip it out and make a video out of it. Obviously, I'm the only one because only 21 people watch it. But you should definitely check it out. It's very funny. Very funny. I'm not sure. I think I mentioned in the video what the actual episode of the podcast is. So you can go back and listen to the whole podcast if you want. But that was number eight. Number seven, the Edison Cocktail Archives event at Disney Springs with 20 views. And that really hurts because that video took me forever to edit. I almost didn't release it. I just didn't feel like, I don't know. It was fine, but it took a lot of edits, a lot of cuts. And at the end of the day, I was like, do people give a crap about it? Because it was a one-time event. So
I guess not.
Yeah, no. The answer is no. I found out the hard way.
At 20 views. Maybe it was your thumbnail or title, Tom.
It could have been, yeah. So go watch that if you don't mind. Get it up to 21 views. Number six, this one is the VTPM Video Podcast, Episode 17, Year-End Edition, Best and Worst of 2017. This has 18 views. I mean, it's hard. For being released in 2018 only has 18 views. That's pretty hard to do. So, yeah, there's all kinds of things going against this thing. But there you go. Number five. Oh, man, this Vacationers Lightning List, our 2020 most anticipated roller coasters, 18 views. I love this opening. I think we did two or three lightning lists before kind of went away the dodo, but go just watch the opening alone because it has the lightning effects and it has the moving. I love the lightning. I absolutely adore the opening I made for this. I just wish the videos would have done better, but these are a lot of work. So I don't know how I could have kept up on it, but yeah, very good. Number four, Tampa Riverwalk and dinner at Ulili or whatever, however you say it, 16 views. It's another one that took me a while to edit. I didn't really like it, but it's informative. It shows you the Tampa Riverwalk. It shows you dinner at that place. Yeah.
Did you do that in the fall?
I did that Christmas time. Yeah, because I had Christmas lights. Yeah. So it was, I think I did Busch Gardens, Christmas Town, and then that evening I went over there, had dinner there, and checked it out. It's nice. Tampa Riverwalk, not my cup of tea. There's better riverwalks around, but it was fine. Number three. The next two are both Vacationers, Theme Parks, and More video podcast. Number three is episode 50, March Madness, 16 Parks Joanna Has Visited at 15 views. Again, this is another one, a lot of editing, but I had fun doing this one because, you know, it's a lot of visual. I love March Madness the brackets. That's fun. I love debating, obviously. You guys know. I love to. It's spirited debating. So number two, it's the video podcast, episode 18, New Year edition. At 15 views. Oh, so it's tied. Three and two are tied. And the number one least watched video of all time on the Vacationers podcast. And no, it is not Gatorland. It is the 6-minute bike ride to Santa Monica Pier, California at 10 views. Now, if you ever watch this video, I don't know how you make it through it. Because I put the GoPro, and this is back before the GoPro had the great motion sensors. So I put it on the bike and I rode and it was just like, wow, like it's disgusting. I should probably remove the video because you probably get sick trying to watch it. And just so you know, I did write down where Gatorland was. Gator Wrestling Show at Gatorland, Orlando. Do you guys want to guess? I don't know what you're doing there.
I'm going to say it's number 11.
All right. Well, I don't know the number, but number 10 has 24 views. So how many views would you think? Now, this is the beginning of 2024, so it may have gone up by 1, 2, maybe 3.
I'm going to say 32, Bob.
All right. Is that your – okay.
I'd say 38.
50.
Or should we say Drew now for Drew Carey?
Oh, 50. Please. People have said I look like him before. Yeah. 50. 50 views. Yeah, it's not even close to being in the top or bottom 10. Like, it's caught fire at 50 views.
It has, just from Adventures by D.
Just you guys. Thank you, guys.
He has put it on multiple times. I'm not even
Cheers. Well, I mean, the part where he touched, like, the gator's, like, asleep on its back, and he touches its belly, and it flips over. That's cool, right? Wait till I edit my Wild Florida video. We went there probably a month or two ago now, and we did the safari, the drive-through safari, and then we did the gator park. Basically, it's Gatorland, but it's Wild Florida, and there's a gator show there that I recorded, so the gator show is back, baby! So it's very exciting. Now, let's take a look at the my stats for going to parks in 2023. You guys ready for this? Because this is going to be sad. You guys are going to be depressed when you see my pathetic numbers. So as everyone knows, I keep a spreadsheet of all my visits to the parks, the rides, everything. And
wow, and he's not kidding. It's a spreadsheet.
I have a
holy
spreadsheet.
Holy cow. You're putting us to shame. Dave makes little shadow box memory boxes for us for our trips. He does stuff for the wall.
Oh, that's cute. Nice work, Dave, but not my spreadsheet. So let's take a look at my spreadsheet, and I'll tell you all the stats. Let's start with parks alone, not the attractions, just parks. What would you guys think was the number one visited park that I went to in 2023?
SeaWorld.
Okay. So Epcot. You guys are not thinking clearly, obviously. Think about the fall. What park would I go to at absurdly more number of
Universal.
Times?
Universal.
Yes, that's right. USF was my number one visited park. At 20 times, I stepped into USF. Epcot.
That's good ROI on your pass there.
That's right. Well, I didn't do a lot, as you're going to be able to tell on my next tab. Epcot, 14 times. So not a lot, sadly.
You've already been that many times this year, I feel like 14.
Maybe. It's possible. Magic Kingdom, 13 times.
Wow.
SeaWorld, 12. IOA, only 9. Less than 10 times. I stepped over to IOA, which is strange. Hollywood Studios, 9 times. Busch Gardens Tampa, 5 times, which, I mean, it's a little bit of drive, so I guess I get it, but that seems a little low. Animal Kingdom, which is the closest park to my house. Literally, it's within 5 miles of my house. I can get there within 10 minutes and park my car 4 times the entire year.
That's because it shuts too late for you for your live stream, too early.
Yeah, it just shuts. Yeah, I can't do live streams. And on the weekends, there's so much to do here in Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 4 times.
And inevitably at Animal Kingdom, it's either the hottest place on earth or you'll get hit by a monsoon. Yep. Every time we visited, one of those two things have happened. I don't know why Animal Kingdom, but it has.
Yeah.
It's only like 7 rides there.
Yeah, yeah, true. This year alone, I've already been to Animal Kingdom twice. So I'm on a good pace to break
record pace.
Yeah, to break my record. Busch Gardens Williamsburg, only 1 time, which is really sad, really. Typhoon Lagoon, I went once. SeaWorld San Antonio 1 time. And Discovery Cove 1 time. So not great. It's pretty sad, actually.
I don't know. If you total all that up, literally more than there are weeks of the year you've done visits.
Yeah.
You probably have more than 52, don't you?
Yeah, I do have more than 52. That's true.
Think about that. You're literally more than every week of the year.
Yeah, that's a valid point. That's a valid point. Okay, I don't feel so bad. All right, now let's talk about parks I went to within a month. So you guys, if you use the logic of why you got to USF, you're probably going to know which month, how many parks I went to the most.
September. You went to
You are Universal correct. Limit. September, 13 times I stepped into parks in September.
So many, Tom, in 1 month.
In distinct parks.
You can't go every night, you know? Nope. So like, whoa.
Distinct parks, 6. I went to 6 distinct parks in September. So not only did I do USF a bunch, but I had 6 different parks. Its second place is November. I went to 12 parks in November. Distinct parks, 9 in November, though. 9 distinct parks in November. So,
do you count like Sir Henry's Haunt as a park?
No. These are just theme parks, amusement parks. Yes.
Wow.
Hitting Christmas hard there.
Oh yeah, yeah. November and September. So notice I hit September for Halloween. October drops off to 9, and November 12, December 5. I burn up and I burn out early The first month, yeah, I'm like all in. I'm like, all right, let's get to Holiday Inn. I'm tired.
Or you hit every single part for their Holiday
I do
event,
already hit
them, and then
yeah.
you're burned out because
yeah.
you did it all.
For sure, yeah.
Because you did all of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Especially Disney, where Halloween lasts for 3 or 4 months there.
Yes, exactly. June and July, I tied for 10 visits each month, with July 9 distinct parks, June 6. And I guess the only other notable is my least is March. 2023 in March, I went to 2 parks. There are 2 distinct parks, but I only went to parks twice in March of last year.
So you must have had a life last year, is that what you're saying? And then the other.
There's probably
That's amazing.
Bouts of depression in here, so yeah.
So Tom, here's the question, and I think about this too for our channel.
Yeah.
What? So for your channel and your podcast, do you like specializing in a few parks, or do you just more enjoy going to wherever the hot thing is that interests you?
If I were only interested in, getting subs and, monetizing the YouTube channel, or even the podcast, if I was interested in just making those quote unquote successful, I would specialize in Disney, or I'd pick one, Disney or Universal, and just go all in and just do that. But I'm not. So I do it because I enjoy it. Right. Yes. It's like, sometimes it's a pain in the butt to get the podcast recorded and get it out for tomorrow. And, to do videos. I mean, I know I've done many of live streams where I get off of work at 3:30 and I'm like, oh God, I don't want to go to the park tonight. And I go do it. And when I leave and I come home, I'm happy I did it. I'm thrilled. I enjoy communicating with people. So if I were interested in only trying to maximize my YouTube and podcast stats and subscriptions and everything, I would specialize 100%. There's just no question. That's the way to go. You should definitely specialize if you want numbers. But because I do it as a side thing, and my end game, yes, I want to get to 1,000, and I would love to monetize and try to make some side income from this. It's not my number one goal. My number at this point, at least, I do it because I enjoy it. I'm a very social person, and I like talking to people, and I love meeting people. Like, if it wasn't for this stuff, I wouldn't have met you guys or anybody else or John or anyone else. So I'm thankful for that, and I just do it because I enjoy it. So I'll continue to be widespread, and it will take me, it'll take me forever to get to the point where I can monetize, and I'm always going to have lower counts than maybe other people who do specialize, but I'm okay with that because, I'm fortunate enough to have a career where I can afford to do this and not, need it to get by. You know what I mean? So I will continue to keep it widespread because I enjoy doing it. So
I would say it's official. You like going to theme parks.
Yes. Yes. I still enjoy it. Now, this year, John has started recording his stuff just because I do it. He's like, oh, I'm going to do it. And I am so curious. Wait till you hear his numbers next year. They're going to blow you away because he's in there working every day. So his attending the parks, I'm not sure if he keeps those numbers. I know the attractions that he rides, he keeps those numbers. It'll put me to shame. 100%. It's embarrassing.
But, well, I see on X or on Instagram, he'll always put working from here today. It's usually Hollywood Studios or Epcot. He has the picture at a table.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always, he's
he
in the
must go
all
in
time.
5 out of 7 days, 2 parks a day.
He goes to the parks. He goes to the resorts. He lives in those parks, man. Yeah.
And I know he really works 7 out of 7 days, but I got to figure at some point he can't go every single day, but
yeah.
You want to learn about the Disney bus system? Hang out with John.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. He uses it to his advantage for sure. But yeah. I guess that's really it for the parks. Nothing really more to speak of. You have any questions about the parks before we get into the actual attractions?
No, it's just very impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. And I think it's great for your audience that they get a variety. It's not just Disney, Universal, or somewhere else. You get variety.
Yeah.
And we enjoy your channel. That's how we met you and the podcast.
Thank you, sir. All right. So before I flip to this tab, do you guys want to guess my most ridden attraction of 2023. It is a tie of two. There's two attractions that I am tied. A, do you want to guess the number of times I've ridden the attractions? And B, do you want to guess, try to guess the attractions?
So I'm going to go with Haunted Mansion for one of them.
Okay.
And I would choose maybe Tower of Terror for the other one.
Okay. And what's the number?
Oh, my. So let's see. How many times did you go to Magic Kingdom?
13.
I'm going to say you've ridden Haunted Mansion last year 10 times.
Okay. So.
And you did Tower of Terror 8 times.
Well, I mean, they're tied. So it'd be the same number.
Oh, they're same. Okay. Yeah. Well, then I'll say 10 for each.
Okay. Dave?
I'll say Velocicoaster.
Okay.
25 times.
Wow. Well, I did it a couple times each. All right. Well,
and
yeah.
He only went to Islands of Adventure 9 times last year. Whatever.
Well, you rode it 4 times each time.
Yeah, I marathoned it. Yeah. Well, you're very close, Chris.
Am I?
The number one ridden attraction, or the two of them, were Haunted Mansion and Mako. The coaster, B&M. Yes, at SeaWorld.
Because it's your favorite.
Yes, 7 times is the number. So 7 is the most.
A great coaster.
Which is embarrassing. if you got, Chris, honestly, you lived in Orlando. You had a pass to Magic Kingdom. Are you telling me in a year's span, you'd only ride Haunted Mansion 7 times?
Probably because the line is usually at least 60
That's
minutes.
That's usually, unless yeah.
The, it's, unless you get the...
Yeah, 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 it's pretty bad. But yeah, yeah, 7 times. 7 times each. Next, at 6 times, I have 2 tied
it's
for
Velocicoaster.
6. Velocicoaster. Velocicoaster and Spaceship Earth. You couldn't have two more different things.
I didn't think Spaceship Earth.
Well, I go into Epcot in the afternoon, and usually half the time I go in for the live stream, it's a walk-on. I'm like, all right, well, let me just ride this before the live stream.
Going there for the air, too, in the summer.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. At 5 times, Pirates of the Caribbean, which I love that attraction, so the fact that I only rode that 5 times is discouraging. I have 3 at 4 times. That's Revenge of the Mummy, which I absolutely love that coaster. People Mover and Tron Light Cycle Run. So I am impressed with myself that I rode Tron 4 times, considering you got to get the virtual queue. And Tron, you have to be on time. It's not like Guardians where you can get it in the morning and show up in the afternoon and be late and they don't care. They let you in. Tron, if you miss it, you're done. You don't get it. So the fact that I was able to pull that off 4 times, I'm quite impressed with myself, I must admit.
And then the last 3 you had to ride sitting down after you stood up on the first one.
Yeah. Well, you know why I was able to ride Tron 4 times? Because we rode together and you guys had you bought the thing and Chris got sick. So
I got nauseous. So you did. You took my rides. You got 2 of them.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
absolutely.
At 3 times, I have a bunch of 3 times. Cobra's Curse at Busch Gardens Tampa, which is their spinning coaster. Men in Black, Universal. Guardians of the Galaxy at 3. Pipeline, the new surf coaster. Dave, you know about Pipeline. That was an awesome time.
Yes, it was a fun ride.
Icebreaker, which is not a great ride, so I'm not sure why I rode that 3 times. Journey to Atlantis, rode 3 times. Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror, 3 times. Only because the lines. I mean, in half the year, they only had the one side open. So the lines are even longer. So.
Every live stream, when you're there, you talk about going on it, and then I guess you don't. Every single time, you're like, I wonder if we should do Tower of Terror.
I talk about it. Oh, one time I did. I did live stream it once, at least. Spider-Man, 3 times. Serengeti Express, which is the train at Tampa, Busch Gardens Tampa, did that 3 times. Buzz Lightyear twice. Cheetah Hunt twice. 3 Caballeros twice. Hagrid's only twice. But that line's always stupid. Small World twice, Jurassic Park twice, Kraken Kumba twice, Living with the Land, Mad Tea Party twice. I mean, I don't even like that ride, so how I managed to do that twice, I have no idea. Mickey and Minnie's only twice, which is sad. Montu, Muppet Vision, The Carousel, Rise I did twice. Serengeti Flyer, which is the swings at Busch Gardens. Soarin' is twice, Splash Mountain, RIP, twice. The Log Flume at Busch Gardens twice. Steel Eel. Oh, that's the SeaWorld San Antonio Coaster, so good. Twice. Jungle Cruise, twice. Winnie the Pooh, twice. Then everything else, once. Which includes Slinky Dog, Skull Island, Test Track, Magic Kingdom Railroad, Navi River Journey, Peter Pan's Flight, yeah, just Cali River Rapids. So many. Iron Gwazi. So, yeah. A lot of stuff I did only one time.
It's got to be because of the lines when you're there.
Yeah, I mean, the lines are crazy. And a lot of the times, if it's not a Disney park, it's hard. Because if I go to the park and I live stream and I get done live streaming, I'm like, oh, maybe I should go. And then, you know, because by the time you live stream, you know, after you're done, the crowds are there and the lines are big. And you're like, I don't want to wait in line. So it's a little harder. But at least Disney, you get to actually live stream on the ride. So I get to ride. So I anticipate, you know, Magic Kingdom tomorrow. I'm going to ride some rides. My daughter is in town in a couple weeks. We got the after party at Magic Kingdom. I'll ride a ton of rides there at Magic Kingdom. So I think my Magic Kingdom rides will be significant.
Ooh, after party. That sounds fun.
Yeah. You let me know how many ice cream bars you can eat to break even, okay? I challenge you.
I've never had an ice cream bar. This might be my first ice cream bar. Maybe.
You can do fruit bars or ice cream bars, popcorn, and then Coke, Sprite, Diet Coke, water.
Yeah.
I feel like, right?
I'll be doing it all.
Something like that.
100%. And I don't think I could possibly eat enough to break even for those tickets. But what are you going to do? Now, I also have stats. Total ridden attractions by park. So Magic Kingdom, I rode 42 attractions in 2023 at the Magic Kingdom. Now, if you take the next two numbers, two parks together and combine those, it's the same number. It's 42. That's Busch Gardens Tampa. I rode 22 attractions. In SeaWorld Orlando, I rode 20. So Magic Kingdom is more than double than the first one, and it's the equal to the number two and number three. So it's pretty significant the number of attractions I rode at Magic Kingdom opposed to the other parks. Epcot is also at 20. Hollywood Studios is at 17. Islands of Adventure is 16. So even though Islands I've only went to 9 times, when I was there, I maximized and rode rides. USF 12, which is, I went 20 times and only rode 12 attractions, but a lot
but
of those
you went in 100 houses.
Yeah, well, wow. Right here, I have the house walkthrough breakdown down here, which I wasn't planning on discussing. But 49, wow. I went through 49 times in 2023 the houses.
So Tom, do you track this because on X or Twitter? Because you always post kind of what you're doing. Is that where you're going back to get your data, or are you mentally writing stuff down after?
Well, every time I do try to remember, but doing it on X is so convenient. Because I can just say, hey, I take a selfie with John and I about before we go into every house or every ride, then I don't have to remember. Like if I wait a couple of days before I go to my spreadsheet, I just go to X and I just go through, I scroll through, and I can see exactly what I did. And I find it, if you enjoy following me, X is great because I'll show you like everything I'm doing throughout the day. So it serves two purposes. One, I think it's informative to the person following me, and it helps a lot in me making sure I don't miss anything. Because it's easy to forget what you did, right? Especially if you wait a couple days or a week, and you go back and like, I don't remember what I did. You go to X, you get it all.
You're like us, and you're like 2 years ago.
I have a spreadsheet of all my vacations from 2010 to like 2019. Everything we did day by day for the family. I should go over that at some point. I haven't looked at it in a long time, but one time I wrote it all down just so I didn't forget. It's so good. So Islands of Adventure, like I said, 16.
Braves playoff video coming out from 2021. So.
I can't wait to get that one. Come on. I hope you guys win. let's see. USF, like I said, 12. SeaWorld San Antonio, which I only went to one time, eight attractions I rode. Busch Gardens, I only went to once. 5, and Animal Kingdom, which I did go to 4 times, 3 attractions, which is pretty sad. Yeah, but yeah.
Those... You're at a record pace because you rode 2 on the stream yesterday. So.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to crush it. What am I at? Animal Kingdom, I have 4 for 2024 already for Animal Kingdom, so I'm knocking out of the park. Yeah, for 2024, just so you get an early advance notice for next year's March or April 2024 list. I have, oh, I'm tied. Most tractions ridden. Guardians at 2, Spaceship Earth at 2, Kilimanjaro Safaris at 2. Jeez. So, yeah, it's pretty embarrassing at this point.
Tom, would you like to know our number one video?
I would love to know.
Do you have that, Dave?
I want to know your number one and your least, your bottom.
Do you have that? He had it up.
I can't wait to see, well, to hear.
What would you say it is? What do you think?
It's got to be Six Flags, right? Six Flags of Georgia. You guys have a no? Oh, no. It's Gander, not Gander Mountain. So, no, that's right? Gander Mountain? It's the fireworks at Gander Mountain for 4th of July.
Stone Mountain.
Ah, so close. Stone Mountain, 4th of July fireworks.
Yeah, I've not been to Gander Mountain.
I think that's a store where you buy.
But you knew it was fireworks. Yes, we have two or three. We have three fireworks shows from Stone Mountain that we've filmed from July 4th in their entirety, and they've changed the show a little bit from. Actually, they've changed it a lot from lasers to newer technologies. So two of the older shows, as soon as I put them up, and they're complete shows. I didn't cut the music out. It's on a tripod, so it's steady. As you see it from start to finish, nothing cut. And people,
well, nice.
I think some of them do have things cut, but it's only because we get blocked, and then we'll get blocked in different countries, which is fine. But then the last one we did, they blocked the video entirely for, was it Elvis music in it?
Yes, the third one, the most recent one, there was it was a newer piece of Elvis, and the people who own the copyrights were going to block the entire video. So I cut it out, and I got a couple comments. You hate Elvis. I'm like, no, the opposite. I love Elvis. They don't, people that aren't in YouTube land, they don't understand why.
Yeah, there's a couple artists that they just totally block it, and very quickly there's a couple countries that usually block that type of video.
Yeah,
but I'm glad we recorded it, because some of these shows don't exist anymore, and they existed for 20-30 years. So
amazing.
Those Stone Mountains are very popular,
and I would say our least viewed video, I don't even know, probably a couple of our early videos we just did here in the house, but I'm looking for it now. It's I don't know. Chris and I did a birthday video here during COVID from the house. Those aren't probably well viewed, but
like a live stream.
No, just did videos. Oh, yeah. Least viewed video is the Florida State spring game.
A dagger to my heart.
Florida State spring game.
It's even below the behind the scenes of my parents' birthday video.
Yeah. So we did themed birthdays during COVID, and then the kids did a haunted house for me in the basement, and Dave, we put him like he was on a roller coaster on a chair in front of the TV on a Disney ride.
How did I miss this?
The kids made special food.
I gotta go check this out.
And then we built an HHN house in the basement for Chris for her birthday.
Oh yes. My God, that is awesome. I need to go check that out. 100%.
The other one might be, I went to Florida State, so that's what, we went to a spring game a few years ago, but I have a feeling we even pulled that. It may not even be visible.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Eight views on that one.
It was like shaking.
But three masses. Thumbs up, though.
Yeah. Oh, what? I mean,
percentage there.
I probably don't have any thumbs up on my
bicycle.
If
you watched it, I bet it's Madison holding that camera like, oh, she's probably like 8.
Yeah, my that awful bicycle ride in California. Oof. I was watching it like, oh my God, what is this? How could I release this? Oh man.
I'm sorry to say, Chris, your birthday video only got 11 views, but mine got 16. So.
Ooh, well, people seem to like you more, Dave.
The kids for my birthday that year, they made pizza fries here at home, which actually tasted really. I've never. We only that previous year had we had them.
Yeah, so. That's nice.
Then I got fun. I got a Raglan Road-esque menu for my birthday.
That's what we did. The kids made a menu.
Nice.
Yeah, that was sweet. That's a few years ago now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was fun.
All right. Well, I think that is that for this episode. I greatly appreciate you guys for coming on. You're welcome anytime to come back and chat about anything that you want. I have a ton of stuff I still have to record. So, we'll keep it.
What I'm going to do, everybody, Tom can't hear this, is I'm going to audio record Tom as he drinks around Universal Studios Florida, and we'll secretly load it to the channel of the podcast.
It's just, yeah, me talking to Elena and you guys, like, hey, guys.
And as it goes along, drinking around Universal instead of around Epcot. Well, although that could happen, too. I should do a behind-the-scenes just audio without you knowing.
That would be actually interesting. Like, we could do a walking podcast.
And then talk about what the food is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever we're doing.
And have the back, the ambience. Yeah, yeah. I have to figure out how to do that.
On location.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let's do that. 100%. Okay. We should do that. Yeah. Let's book it. All right. We're going to do it. We're going to do a podcast. That's going to be awesome. All right. I think that's it. So I'd like to thank my panel for joining me. And until we stream again, stay tuned for upcoming podcasts of us live from Universal Studios Florida for the Mardi Gras event on Easter Day. And keep making memories.
May the adventures be with you.
Thanks for listening to the Vacationers, Theme Parks, and More podcast. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Please subscribe and give us a review if you like the show. Visit our website at www.vacationearspodcast.com. For additional content, subscribe on YouTube and Twitter at Vacationears Podcast. Please like our Facebook page, Vacationears, Theme Parks, and More Podcast. Send questions, comments, or if you'd like to be on a future episode to discuss planning or reviewing of a vacation, please email the show at vacationearspodcast@gmail.com. This has been a Vacationears, Theme Parks, and More production.
For Vacationears, Theme Parks, and More, I'm someone who knows Neil Patrick Harris. Peace out, suckers.